Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website of Friends of Kevin. Excited tonight, got Shannon Anderson with us from Your Way Real Estate. Hey, Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much, Kevin.
So, Shannon, exciting news. You started your own brokerage recently. Why don't you tell us why you did that, and also what does that mean for someone who may not be familiar with real estate? What does it mean when someone owns their own brokerage?
Okay, so I've been a real estate agent for almost 19 years now, and I've actually had my broker's license since 2004 for Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and even with those broker's licenses, I have always worked under somebody else's company, meaning that even though I, you know, had my, quote, own business, I still had somebody else over me. And I made the decision this summer that it was time for me to open up my own firm and be, you know, my own brokerage owner with Your Way Real Estate. And I did it just because I couldn't find what I was looking for within the industry any longer. And I realized that if I wanted something different, I had to make it. And so that's what I'm doing.
That's pretty amazing. All right, so what surprised you the most about the process? What weren't you prepared for?
How much I absolutely love it. I knew this is, yeah, and it's a good surprise. It's a good surprise. You know, there's a lot to involved. It's a lot financially. It's a lot as far as time is concerned. It's a lot as far as decision-making processes, you know, are concerned. However, I thrive within it, and I think that's what I'm most surprised about, because I started, okay, this is just the natural progression of where I've been going throughout my entire career. But it's really what I should be doing, and to be excited every single morning when I wake up is, you know, it's worth its weight in gold, and it's worth the time, and it's worth the decisions, and it's worth a little bit of extra stress. It's great.
One of the challenges I see for my real estate friends is finding a way to stick out from the crowd. A lot of competition out there. So what do you think makes you and your firm different?
So I started it with the idea that I wanted to make it more individualized. Working for other firms, you know, you're still, I hesitate to use the word handcuffed, but you are still bound by their idea of what you should be doing and how you should be promoting and how you should be handling things. This allows me and the agents that, you know, work for me to be able to individualize things a little bit more toward our particular clients, whether it's buyers or sellers. And just making sure that their needs are satisfied at a higher level than what I think they might be having satisfied elsewhere.
That's
so
neat.
It's really
so cool. Now you have other agents on your team, part of the brokerage firm?
Yes. So I have one other agent now. There's another one joining beginning of December that I'm super excited about. Right now, to be honest with you, my main focus is on building the brand and making sure that all of those layers are being put in appropriate places to build the strongest foundation possible for not just me, but for the other agents coming on and through them, the buyers and sellers and landlords and tenants that we work with. So agents are great, and I welcome anyone that wants to make a change or at least talk to me about making a change and what I have to offer. However, at the end of the day, it's building the brokerage to be the best that it possibly can be for not just the short term, but for the long term, well into the future.
So obviously, just in the short time we've been on the phone during the show, your passion for real estate really comes out. Your passion for what you do every day really comes out. What do you love the most about it then?
Helping people, absolutely helping people. And before I've been able to help, you know, buyers and sellers and other people, and helping people doesn't always equate into a closing or a sale. And I'm fine with that. Just being able to be a resource to people going through major life changes or one of the most stressful parts of their life, you know, moving, selling, buying, or just having life hit them, or being a resource for people that have a question and don't have somebody to ask. That's where my passion comes from. And now it's on an even bigger scale because I know I'll be able to help agents, you know, pass that along to their clients as well. And that's what makes me feel good. And that's what makes me want to get up in the morning and build something, build a legacy for my family and for the people around me from a place of help and understanding and compassion.
So give me just a quick snapshot of the market. What's going on in the market right now as we come into the holiday season?
So right now, you know, it's still a seller's market. Properties are still selling. We're still seeing bidding wars, you know, here and there. With that being said, we are seeing some properties that are doing price changes. So I kind of like to think of it as a slight softening due to the time of the year that we're in. But at the end of the day, there's just not enough listings to satisfy the amount of buyers out there. So as long as we still have that economic trend of low inventory and high demand, we're going to stay in the seller's market regardless of the time of year that we're in. But again, I emphasize we are in a little bit of a softening, but I don't think it's a softening that's scary. I think it's something that we see around this time anyway. With, you know, less houses on the market, although I have a ton of buyers right now. So the demand from my end is super duper high. So, with that being said, I still really believe that we are in a seller's market.
So what are your thoughts on selling your home this time of year? You know, some people like, oh, it's great, less competition. You know, if someone's out looking at houses, they're really serious. Give me a feedback. What do you think?
So they are more serious. They might have time constraints, you know, jobs changing over or kids starting a new school. So the buyers that are out there right now are the ones that need to buy now. And I think of it also that we don't necessarily have the super duper crazy spring and fall markets that we had in the past. We still have them, but not to the crazy extent that our, you know, our summers and our winters are dry. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, the instant gratification that we all have as a society, and also the accessibility of everything that we have online. So the buyers are more serious, but they're not constrained by time as much as they used to be. They also, you know, there's not enough houses on the market right now. And historically, over the past couple of years, there haven't been enough houses. The inventory has been very low as far as listings are concerned. With that being said, there's even less this time of year because people are afraid that their houses are going to sit. I don't think that's true. I think houses any time of year, going back to that instant gratification and people looking solidly all year round, are going to sell. You know, again, I have a lot of buyers that need listings. So for them, they want to see more stuff this time of year. And some people want to get into their new house before the holidays. They want to celebrate that first Christmas. And for the people on the sales side that want to celebrate their last Christmas in a house, you know, they can do an extended closing. Just clearly disclose up front that they need to close, you know, after the new year. Perfectly reasonable. But outside of that, I know personally that my house always looks in tip-top shape this time of year because people are stopping by, we're having company. You know, it's clean, it smells good, it's decorated beautifully. The lighting is a little bit extra with the Christmas lights or the holiday lights. It's a great, great time of year to put your house on the market.
So let me put you on the spot a little bit. Let's get out the crystal ball. What's going to happen after the new year? Any predictions for the market?
I think we're going to have a good 2020. You know, the National Association of Realtors just had their annual conference out in San Francisco. And part of that was talking about what the economy is doing. And everything is being forecast that we're going to have a strong 2020, which is great. Interest rates are, you know, still super duper low. The economy is stable right now. Obviously, we're heading into an election year, so that's always a little bit of a gamble as to how to predict. But everything right now is showing that we're going to have a good 2020.
Nice. That definitely hopefully should help and stuff. So one of the things you mentioned, you know, is how your home just is in really tip-top shape for the season. If someone is considering to sell their home now or even go out and buy a home, what's some of the advice you have? Is there anything we should be doing special this time of year for listing a home?
I don't think it's doing anything special for listing a home. I think the number one thing that people should do is call a trusted real estate agent. They're going to be the ones, because again, everything's individualized. It's specific, individualized situations. And they need to talk to a real estate agent, you know, specifically a realtor or ideally a realtor, to make sure that what they're doing to prepare is in their best interest and is going to serve them well during the sale process. And the same thing goes for the buy side, making sure that you have a trusted realtor by your side to help you start the process and work through the process to a successful closing is incredibly important. With so much information online, I think that sometimes that's a little bit lost, but having somebody that works, you know, day in, day out doing this long term is an invaluable resource to sellers and buyers.
So now it doesn't sound like you have a lot of downtime, but when you do have some downtime, how do you like to spend it?
I love my family, obviously, so I'm pretty blessed that not only do I love them, but I genuinely like them and like to spend time with them. So we like to do family dinners as often as possible. I love to hike. I have a dog who loves to go to the woods as much as I do. So that's a big part of my life. I also love to read. I'm a huge, huge reader. I always have been. And so, you know, spare time is spent doing that. Spare time is also being taken up right now with just researching as many things as possible to make sure that I'm doing things the proper way, not just for my own individual real estate business, but for the brokerage as a whole. So, yeah, I try to be as well-rounded as possible, though. And, you know, hiking, exercise, fresh air, family, books, they definitely add to my life tremendously.
Sounds like a great balance. So, Shannon, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
So they can reach out to me either at the office at 978-710-7490. And my office is super conveniently located right in the center of Chelmsford next to the restaurant Fishbones. I welcome people stopping by. The office is staffed full-time Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, so feel free to stop by there or call the main office number. I can also be reached on my cell phone directly at 617-943-2619, and you can shoot me an email at shannon@yourway.realestate. Again, that's Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, @yourway.realestate, Y-O-U-R-W-A-Y.
Shannon, really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
You're welcome. Thank you for being my friend too, Kevin. Have a great evening.
Have a great night. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.